Oh, there's a uniform that's hanging in what's known as Father's room. A uniform so simple in its style. It's got no braid of gold or silk, no hat with feather plume, but me mother has preserved it all the while. One day she made me try it on, a wish of mine for years, in memory of your father dear, she said. And when I put the Sam Brown on, she was smiling through her tears as she placed the broad black primer on me head. It's just a broad black primer with its ribbons frayed and torn by the careless whisk of many's a mountain breeze. An old trench coat that's all battle stained and worn and breeches almost threadbare at the knees. A Sam Brown belt with the buckle big and strong and a holster that's been empty many a day.
But not for long.
But when men claim Ireland's freedom, the ones you choose to lead them will wear the broad black glimmer of the IRA. It was the uniform be worn by me father long ago when he reached me mother's homestead on the run. It was the uniform me father wore in that little church below when old Father Mackey blessed the pair as one. And after truce and treaty and the parting of the ways, he wore it when he marched out with the rest and the best. And when they bore his body down that rugged heather braes, they placed a broad black primer on his breast. It's just a broad black primer with its ribbons frayed and torn by the careless whisk of many's a mountain breeze. An old trench coat that's all battle stained and worn and breeches almost threadbare at the knees. A Sam Brown belt with a buckle big and strong and a holster that's been empty many's a day.
But not for long.
When men claim Ireland's freedom, the ones you choose to lead them will wear the broad black glimmer of the IRA. When men claim Ireland's freedom, the ones you choose to lead them will wear the broad black glimmer of the IRA.